Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 33. I am Jim.
And I'm Dale.
And we are those crazy Bible study guys.
Yeah, wow. 33, man. That's 33. A big number. That's Jesus right there, you know, ministry, in the whole crucifixion. So, big number, man. So,
yeah, I hope we can live up to it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, we are going to be doing some fasting today, man. So I hope you're ready and mind strengthened, willing to do it. So this one's a hard one because I've heard a lot of conversation between people and even myself mentally. Like, do I want to fast? Because I do love food and things. So
yeah, this will be a good one. Have you ever done it? Like specifically in relation to your faith, or I think I've done it once or twice, but like just for 24 hours, and it's been a very, very long time. The only other time I did it was like for a medical procedure or something like that. But have you done that as part of your faith? Yeah,
I have. It's rare. I will be open and honest about that. I probably could work in discipline on that a little bit more. But yes, yeah, I've done multiple fastings in different ways. You know, typically the one by giving up food for 24 hours. I've done that. That was a long day.
Yeah.
And then I've also done fasting where I've given up something too. There is medical reasons why some people can't give up, you know, food and things. Like I'll be vulnerable. Like for me, if I don't eat, you know, I mean, like I don't have to eat a ton of food, but as long, if I don't eat throughout a day, it can trigger me into a migraine. So a lot of times it's better for me to have a little something. And someone could probably say, well, Dale, that's your lack of faith too. It's like, yeah, I get that. But I also don't like suffering migraines. So, you know, I also have looked at fasting in ways of giving up something that probably takes more distraction. So maybe like giving up TV, giving up cell phone, you know, maybe even if it's social media, basic, you know, I've given up things like that, you know, on a pretty large scale before. But yeah, food, I have. It's challenging. What about you, brother?
Yeah, it's been a while since I did it as part of my faith. Like I said, more so on medical procedures, but It's amazing how, you know, you think 24 hours. I mean, we know how days fly by, right? And you'd think it wouldn't be a big deal, but there's something to knowing that you can't have that either. That mentally kind of wants it even more, I guess, you know, when you know it's not available to you or not accessible, or like, you know, like if you lose power during a storm or something, you take it for granted that you always have that and you realize how much, you know, you rely upon that and how that kind of is part of your cadence of your day. But man, it sure is a great way to draw closer to God, right? And in those times of weakness and just, Lord, I'm feeling those hunger pains right now. Please draw me through this. And I think we were even talking about ahead of time. I mean, you and I both have some nail biting issues, right? I've dealt with this like since I can remember. Like I must have been a little kid when I started biting my nails, and it's just a nervous habit. And I know that there's things like if I start to think about too much about what, you know, I hit like a wall of what do I need to do next or whatever. Next thing I know, I'm biting my nails and stuff. And I kind of talked to you about, it's not really fasting, but just how the only way I've been able to ever stop them is through prayer. Just and the way I did it was as just praying for someone else, as well as praying for, you know, God's mercy on helping me move on from that situation and stop biting my nails and stuff. And I think I went 6 months or something with it. So I think the bottom line is anything that we can do like that, that kind of is a way to teach us to draw closer to God is a good thing.
Yeah, 100%. Right there with you. I was a young kid too when I started biting my nails, and it is a challenge. But I think that's what I love about fasting. And I will always heavily encourage it. Again, do I do it all the time? No, probably need to be better about that too. But I think you hit the nail on the head when, you know, it's, you don't realize how often you're doing something. And again, it's like, why do we bite our nails? It's because of nervousness or excitement, or, you know, it could be so deeply rooted into us. We don't even realize we're doing it until after the fact. And we're like, why did we just do that? And that's what I think fasting is really cool, because it brings out, because we don't realize how spoiled we are a lot of times. You know, most of us are very blessed with, you know, with plenty of food. That may not always be what we want type of food, but it is enough food. And we don't realize like how easy it is just to get up and, you know, get a snack and things like, you know, my son, I call his generation the demand generation. I mean, they have everything at their fingertips. So if they demand to want to watch something, mm-hmm. like they have access to everything. If he wants to, you know, grab some food, I mean, like there's a pantry. Like, I mean, we didn't have a pantry when I grew up, you know, so it's just, you know, there's everything is at his fingertips, and we don't realize how often we are grabbing stuff and going after stuff. But when we take that moment to say, I really have this heavy on my heart to pray for something. And even Jesus called them to, you know, to fast. I mean, which obviously he is, he's going to read about it. But, you know, I mean, the goal is not for you to say, hey, let's take you on a 24-hour quick diet, or, you know, make you hungry and hangry. I think that's the new word, hangry now. The goal is to realize that there is a deeper element of fulfilling, you know, to get that full filling. Like, you don't have to keep stuff in your mouth. Like, you can be full through the Spirit and pray for something and, like you said, connect deeper. And we don't consider that always with fasting. We consider it as I'm going without this for so long.
Right.
How hard it's going to be. Well, you're not looking. It's like going to church and saying, hey, I worship today. But did you did you actually worship by really letting your heart worship today? Or are you thinking about lunch at 12? So.
Yeah, yeah, it's something that is really critical to your life. And so you definitely are aware of it more versus like, I'm not going to ride bikes for the next month. Well, I haven't rode bikes for last, I don't know how long it's been since I've rode a bike.
Yeah.
You know, so it's something that you rely on, you need, you desire, and going through that process of the fasting of, you know, drawing to closer to God every time you get that hunger pain, or every time you think about food, or every time you see a commercial with, you know, I swear when you do stuff like that, like I had a medical procedure last year where I had to do that. And I swear every commercial on TV was like it was Red Lobster or something like that.
Yeah. You're wishing that your TV was
I'm like, really, man? Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. I see how this is going to go. But again, if that happens, that draws you even closer, right, to God, if you're in the middle of fasting, of just, or just hit the off button on the TV. That would be helpful too.
You know, and I think it's interesting too to like to realize how addicted we are to things, you know, without realizing it. So I remember when we first moved to Florida, we had, and this is kind of dating me here, we used to have a mobile carrier called Sprint. If you remember those guys.
Oh yeah.
And so I think T-Mobile bought them out, but we moved down here to Florida, and, you know, we're moving into an apartment, so we don't have everything fully set up, and, you know, we didn't have internet yet. Like, the guys were coming in a couple of days, and so we had to sit there like, okay, that's fine. We, you know, at least we got, you know, 4G at the time, and we can access it. Well, Sprint was known to be one of the worst carriers in the location we had moved to here in Florida. We got zero access. And so I did remember for 3 nights, me and my wife, you know, we're just sitting around, and it's, you know, nighttime, our son's going to bed, and we're just like, what do we do? Oh, we have to talk to each other. We have to come up with like playing cards or something. Like we, it was so interesting to see how much of an addiction we had to our cell phones without realizing it. So,
yeah. And then on the other side of it, you're like, okay, maybe I'm giving that too much priority or too much attention, more than it really deserves. And, you know, that really wasn't, I mean, it was painful in the moment, but in hindsight, it was not so bad. And it was worth the value of you guys maybe playing cards together or talking or reading a book or drawing closer to God if you're fasting or what have you.
You said it right. Like, it was kind of almost a shame. Wow, like, am I really, like, I can't get through a day or two. Like, I mean, I lived a life before technology. Like, we were fine without it. And I can't even get through a night because I'm like, well, can't get on social media. I can't do anything. And so, again, I think, like you said, it brings that awareness when you do a fast to how much you've relied on something that doesn't matter as much in the end. So
huge fast. Opens your eyes for sure.
Yeah. Well, are you ready to dive in to see what the Lord says on it?
Yeah, so let's
people
do
are
this.
Probably like, all right, guys, come on.
Okay, so, what's the scripture today?
That's right. Well, we are going to be still in Matthew chapter 6. We're only going to read a few verses today. It's just 16 through 18. And it looks like we only have one footnote too for it. So,
yeah. I actually got two. So.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh,
maybe again. Maybe they did the combo again. But
right, they typically do lump it together, or they're like, hey, you know what? Nah. All right, so let's do it. Let me open some prayer real quick here, and we'll read the scripture again, Matthew 6, 16 through 18 today. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you again for a beautiful day. Lord, as we learn about fasting today with our listeners and as we grow together, just pray that you'll open up our eyes and give us some insights, and Lord, how we can give up something in our lives that is a distraction or a hindrance from spreading the gospel, Lord, or to just be in deep connection with you. So Lord, help us coach our hearts, coach our minds to really allow ourselves this opportunity to really just give more to you in our relationship and put more faith and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Goes like this. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Mm. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
Is that like the third time he said that?
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking the exact same thing. Again, what's done in secret will reward you. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I Google that.
Again,
I thought the same thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be interested in the Google stat on that. But that, I mean, that he's hitting on it. I love how he to me, this means this is important, right? I mean, he keeps telling us this, right? That, and he starts out with the people, you know, that are letting people know, oh, I'm fasting. And that just kind of, again, defeats the whole purpose of, hey, this is something for you to grow closer to the Father. This is not something to make you look good or make you look like you're a good Christian or what have you. This is something to, I'm going to help you grow in the Spirit. I'm going to help your heart grow, and I'm going to help you draw closer to me as a result of this. Don't make it a showcase, because the other thing about that too is it's totally distracting from the whole purpose, because you're focused on what are people thinking? What are they going to do? Oh, they're going to feel sorry for me because I'm fasting and not going without food. And oh, look at him. He looks in pain and suffering, versus just you taking this time with God and just connecting with him and drawing closer to him through the process.
Yeah, amen. I mean, it's exactly what you and I have always talked about over the last decade. It's a heart matter at this moment.
Yep.
And why we have thought this sounded familiar, because it wasn't that long when we actually read it. So I did do a quick Google search, and actually it was found here. Get this, in Matthew chapter 6. It shows you how long it takes to get through one of these chapters. But it was here in verses 3 and 4 when we were talking about giving to the needy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read that real quick. And it says, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And it goes back to that heart matter. Are we doing something that is showing off, or are we showing for the Lord? And it goes back to that heart matter.
Yep. Interesting. I thought it was, they said it again in between there, and wasn't what I was giving. Yeah, okay. Giving.
Yeah, away. I was thinking it was also in prayer too, because I feel I remember, I think when we, and it does, it kind of also kind of verse 6 of Matthew chapter 6 as well. It says, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Yep. So yeah, there was actually another one.
All
so,
right. Yeah, with prayer.
Common theme.
Yeah, just checking your heart and what's the real motivator, right? Is the motivator for you, or is the motivator for you to draw closer to God and get his wisdom and direction and grow your spirit through those things, right?
Yeah. And I mean, it makes so much sense, because again, that heart matter, I'm thinking of this, like, give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So, you know, okay, you fill up someone's gas tank, or I want to be careful how I say this one, because I know in social media land right now, there are some good people who are making videos about giving, and it's beautiful to watch. It's beautiful to see someone get blessed, and you're really happy for it. But again, like, are you doing it for views, or are you doing it, you know, to inspire? I mean, again, I want to be careful how I say that, but you know, that's what I love about, like, when you give, you do it in secret. Like, you don't need to let everybody know that you just done something special. And then when you pray, you don't have to be the loudest person in a church setting. Like, you can just be in your closet and just give your heart and pour your heart out. And now, like, with fasting, again, it's not, hey, look what I've done. I've gone 48 hours without food, and look at you, you know, you're over here just gobbling away. Like, no, it's a heart matter. Someone says, everything okay? Yeah, I'm just doing good. I'm in a season of prayer right now. You know, completely pushing anything away, because you don't want the spotlight on you. You want that heart matter with God. So,
yeah, like the giving to the needy or something like that, or when you give or do something for someone. I mean, you know how good that makes you feel, right? Your spirit is just like supercharged at that moment.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, like, you're feeling so good about it, and then you share it with some, I mean, your spouse is a different story, right? You pretty much share everything with them, and they, you know, they get you, right? They understand it. They're growing, and it's just part of your mutual walk and growth together and things that you're doing. But as soon as you go tell a friend or post it on social media or something, it's like, you may want to be inspiring to someone or what have you, but it just seems like the plug gets pulled out of the wall, you know, and you just lose all that strength and power you got from that situation. Just seems to just kind of fade off.
Yeah. Because I mean, excuse me, I know, like, you end up posting this out here for that inspiration, but then where does your eye go to? Does it go to the Lord to say, God, thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to inspire? Or are you looking at the little thumbs ups and the hearts and, you know, the little emoji icons that come to a post that says, you know, oh, you know, I've only got 500 likes, you know, like, well, I thought there would be more to this, or I was hoping this would go viral and really broadcast me out there. Like, again, that's not the right motive in my mind at that point. Like, again, I feel like you lost the focus of what you were trying to do, you know, and that's why I like the whole secrecy piece of it. And I will say too, with fasting, if you do decide to give up, you know, food and things, you know, I think you made a great point, Jim. Let your spouse know. And for a couple of reasons. One, I know my wife is very, very strong in prayer. She's our prayer warrior of the household. I'll be honest. She's amazing at it. And she's done fasting where she's really praying about something specific. So she'll ask me to join alongside of her. Now, there's times where I have given up food and have gone with her on that journey. And there's times where I'm like, okay, I fully understand. So I'm going to pray for you throughout the day. And so maybe I'll give up a different habit, or I'll give up something different to join her in that prayer moment. But at the same time, if she were to pass out, I at least would also understand, like, something happened because her sugar would, you know, dropped out of nowhere. And, you know, I was able to also kind of monitor and keep an eye on her too, if something was to happen. But it helped me have faith to know that God was going to sustain her too. So yeah. it's a beautiful product that can go to a lot of people just in that moment where you're really seeking after the Lord.
I thought you were going to say, so she doesn't make steak and lobster that night, you know. I know. No, you don't like seafood,
that's typically me though, right? Be like, oh, hey, she's fasting. It's probably not a good idea to do pasta or a sandwich. So I need to find something she doesn't care for. And that's what I'm going to have for dinner that night. So I don't upset her.
Oh, man. All right. I'm going to head into the footnotes here. And like I said, I only got two of them here. So fasting, going without food in order to spend time in prayer, is noble and difficult.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, so they're just laying it out. Yeah, calling it out. It gives us time to pray, teaches self-discipline, reminds us that we can live with a lot less, and helps us appreciate God's gifts. Jesus was not condemning fasting, but hypocrisy, fasting in order to gain public approval. Fasting was mandatory for the Jewish people once a year. On the Day of Atonement in Leviticus, the Pharisees voluntarily fasted twice a week to impress the people with their holiness. Jesus commended acts of self-sacrifice done quietly and sincerely. He wanted people to adopt spiritual disciplines for the right reasons, not from a selfish desire for praise.
It was a beautifully written footnote.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it gives us time to pray, teaches self-discipline, reminds us that we can live with a lot less, and help us appreciate God's gifts.
Yeah, that's very, it sums it up just perfectly. It really does.
Yeah, and I'm glad they were realistic too about the difficulty of it. So,
and that was the footnote that I had. So whatever the second footnote you have will be interesting, because I don't have that.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have a little lesson here on olive oil. And I'm not talking about Popeye. And that's really nice. Dating me.
I like that. I like that.
What's up, Popeye?
It's a good. Yeah.
What is
your spinach?
Google it. Google Popeye. And check your forearms afterwards. After you eat a can of spinach.
He was a great sailor, you know.
So. Yeah. Yep, but I don't condemn the smoking, the pipe in your mouth all the time.
No,
not at all. All right. So, and by the way, this was cartoon. If you don't know what it is, and just Google Popeye's girlfriend, and you'll get what we're talking about here. I'm just going to leave that a mystery. All right, but I'll give you some clues here. Olive oil was used as a common cosmetic. Like a lotion. Jesus was saying, go about your normal daily routine when you fast. Don't make a show of it. All right. So,
interesting.
Oh, put oil on your head and wash your face.
I mean, that's interesting how much olive oil, you know, there's so many uses for it. You know, back then it was kind of which it makes sense, right? Because again, if you're fasting, giving up food, water, you know, well, I think typically you can still drink water, but like, you know, coffee, things like that, anything that's got an element, you know, but so eventually you can dry up a little bit. So to use olive oil as a way to condition your skin, like you were saying, like a conditioner, that makes sense. But then obviously, you know, we make a lot of food with olive oils, you know, and things like that today. And then even, I don't know if you've seen this trend, but a, you know, pretty big national chain coffee chain uses olive oil in their coffee now. It's an option.
Really?
I don't have the strength to try it because I don't want olive oil in my coffee. It doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. Although those creamers that they make, I think, are made with like hydrogenated oil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of interesting.
I don't do those either. Well, I don't do those either. But yeah,
I've got confessions on that. But anyways, I totally threw you off there.
No, it's all good. But I just thought about that. Like they put oil in their coffee now. But just it's neat how usage it was. But yeah, that was the purpose. You know, I mean, again, you're trying to look like it's just a normal everyday moment, because again, you're not bringing that awareness about yourself so that you can, you know, I think of the widow dropping her coins versus the rich man parable that Jesus tells later, you know, but this, you know, rich man's over here beating his chest real hard, like, look at me, look what I've done.
Right.
Whereas the widow just drops in just barely anything. Nobody notices her, but Jesus noticed. And I just thought that was, you know, again, that secret will be rewarded kind of a moment, and you're doing it for a heart matter.
Yeah, the common theme there. So I do like that, though, how he's not talking about the issue of fasting, or that's not really an issue, but he's not talking about the practice of fasting. He's, again, talking about the heart matter of what's your true motivation here. So
yeah, but I do like your footnote. I know we're kind of getting close to time, but like, I do like your footnote about how, you know, everyone in the Jewish culture, like, there was one day a year that they all fasted, which was interesting. But yeah, that kind of gave me like a little challenge to think, you know, especially when my son gets a little bit older, you know, is maybe we do a family fast, you know, to just, you know, bring our hearts closer to him, you know, to Christ. So it's pretty interesting. I like that. And again, it goes back to what you said. It shows that we can do it with a lot less. Yeah. You know, like, I really like that perspective.
I like that too. Father God, thank you for the not only the teaching on fasting, but and the history on that, but the reminder that those are things to help us to draw closer to you, not to make a spectacle of ourselves. So help us to find ways, Lord, to draw to you. Help us to do it in private, and help us to just appreciate that growth from that particular situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Well, everyone, let's try to do our best to be a little less today, and let's make him a lot more. And so if fasting is something on your heart, pray consistently about it. And best of luck. And until next time, enjoy the gift of today. We'll be right back.